Another question from the audience related to the optimal duration of adjuvant trastuzumab.
For the moment, I think 1 year is the duration based on these multiple large compelling adjuvant trials that we have. Many of us are going to be interested in waiting for the results of that third arm of the HERA trial, which is the 2 years versus 1 year. And I think if 2 years does not look a lot better than 1 year, then really going back and asking these questions about shorter durations of therapy is going to be very important. You know, the analogy people have drawn is to the use of tamoxifen, where we first used it for 1 year, and then 2 years, and then 5 years, and that seemed to be the maximum benefit. And whether that's a good analogy or not such a good analogy, we don't know. Remember, chemotherapy we first used for a year as well, and ultimately we are now down to about 3 or 4 months of adjuvant chemotherapy for most of our patients, and we don't think we're doing any worse. So I think that that's a very critical question, and the other critical question which remains very fundamental and open is this issue of whether it's best to give it with chemotherapy as was done in the North American trials, or whether it's better to give it sequentially after the chemotherapy as was done in the HERA trial. And for the moment it seems that the two groups are kind of going to go their own ways on this, but I actually think that's a very important question and might influence the duration. So perhaps there is some magic to giving it with the chemotherapy, and that might allow you a shorter duration of exposure ultimately. That would be something worth studying more rigorously.